What are you doing now?
I'm writing down what you say. It might be important when I have to explain why you have to be removed.
This morning, before I spoke with Mrs. Miller, I took the precaution of calling your last parish.
What did he say?
Who?
The pastor.
I did not speak to the pastor. I spoke to a nun.
You should have spoken to the pastor.
I spoke to a nun.
You know that's not the proper route for you to have taken, sister. The church is very clear. You're supposed to go through the pastor.
Why? You have an understanding, you and he.
No, you have no right to go rummaging through my past.
You have a history. This is your third parish in 5 years.
Why? Call the pastor. Ask him why I left. It's perfectly innocent.
I'm not calling the pastor.
I'm a good priest.
You will go after another child and another child until you are stopped.
What nun did you speak to?
I won't say.
I've not touched a child.
You have.
You haven't the slightest proof of anything.
But I have my certainty, and armed with that I will go to your last parish, and the one before that if necessary. I'll find a parent. Trust me, Father Flynn, I will.
You have no right to act on your own. You have taken vows, obedience being one. You answer to us. You have no right to step outside the church.
I will step outside the church if that's what needs to be done, till the door should shut behind me. I will do what needs to be done, though I'm damned to hell. You should understand that, or you will mistake me. Now, did you give Donald Miller wine to drink?
Have you never done anything wrong?
I have.
A mortal sin?
Yes.
And?
I confessed it, Father.
Then whatever I have done, I have left in the healing hands of my confessor, as of you. We are the same.
No, we are not. We are not the same. A dog that bites is a dog that bites. Did you give Donald Miller wine to drink?
No.
Mental reservation?
No.
You lie. Very well, then. If you will not leave my office, I will. And once I go, I will not stop.
Wait! I can't say everything, you understand? There's things I can't say. Even if you can't imagine the explanation, sister, remember there are things beyond your knowledge. Even if you feel certainty, it is an emotion, not a fact.
You will request a transfer and take a leave of absence until it's granted.
You'd leave me nothing?
It's Donald Miller who has nothing. And you took full advantage of that.
I've done nothing wrong. I care about that boy.
Why? Because you smile at him and you sympathise with him, and you talk to him as if you were the same. You are a cheat. And that warm feeling you experienced when the boy looked at you with trust was not the sensation of virtue. That could be got by any drunkard with his tot of rum.
I can fight you.
You will lose.
Where's your compassion?
No way you can get at it. Stay here. Compose yourself. You can use the phone if you like. Good day, Father. I have no sympathy for you. I know you are invulnerable to true regret. And cut your nails.